Self-determination theory is one of the theory from positive psychology where we try to understand how we can promote people's well-being. And we know that when people can determine over their own business, over their own things, they become happier. So if we take this right from people away, it has an effect on their well-being. So even a little child wants to make decision of his or her own life, and it should be promoted, as I have already told. Of course, we have to understand that children, especially, let's say, toddlers, they cannot make decisions about what the family is going to have for dinner, but still in their own world they can make important decisions, and that's good for their future too. When we look at the self-determination a little bit closer, we need three things to be there to make people be self-determined. The first thing is that people have to experience autonomy. And it means that people need to feel that they are not fully responsible for other people, which means that they are able to manage their own life, not probably endlessly, but at least they can feel that they can make decisions themselves. And autonomous people are not responsible so much on other people. And it means that if an employee is autonomous, it means that he or she knows what the day is going to be like, and what are the elements there, and he or she can decide in which order he will complete the tasks. Whereas if there's a lack of autonomy, then the employee is fully responsible for their managers who come to tell them step by step what to do next. People want to lead themselves, and they want to make decisions, and they want to plan their life ahead. So if this is somehow taken away, then they start feeling bad. At school, it is sometimes difficult to promote autonomy. But we can probably help kids to regulate their when they do their homework, or what time they do what. And I think it's pretty good when they become very much aware. And now I think if you have looked at my video, the first video that I made, you got an idea that yes, this sounds a little bit like self-awareness. So people who are autonomous, they are also self-aware. They know what they need, they know what they want. Autonomous people are they are not like independent in the sense that autonomous people can work in teams and they need other team members, but they are not responsible for them. And this is the difference between being independent, because they sometimes are very much independent. However, they can regulate their work, and they know for example, in which order they move on. The second part is the sense of competence. And people who feel happy and who experience a lot of well-being, they also have the feeling of being competent in something. And this is something what even little children need to experience. Even little children want to know where they are good at. And when we go to a new workplace and we are probably a little bit unsure if everything is going fine, then it's great if we can, if somebody sends us positive feedback, which helps us to understand that, okay, there's something that I do correctly. And when we talk about positive psychology overall, it means in this case that when other people tell us what we are good at, it becomes a part of our sense of competence and might become a real competence. The way how we give feedback is very crucial here, because if I see somebody doing in a nice way, for example, at school, I see a student helping another one, and I just go and tell him that you're a great guy, it doesn't really tell much about the performance that I liked or act that I liked. That's why it's very important to send positive message which includes description of the behavior that was desirable. And that's why I think it is very important that we always, when we give positive feedback, we kind of think how we offer it, because people start feeling better after it. And how is this related to social and emotional learning? Maybe you remember that when we talk about self-management, we talked that the clear messages are important. And if I just, praise people by saying that you are a good guy, you are a nice person, you are very competent, but I don't tell why I get this idea from and what performance or what act I think, then the person, then the message is quite unclear. Whereas when the message is clear, it includes the components that make everybody understand what is the person talking about. And once it is clear, the person who receives this kind of positive message can really experience that, yes, now the person really liked my help or liked what I wrote or something like that. It becomes part of my competence. The third element is relatedness. It means that we have to feel to be included. And sometimes in Finnish schools we are really worried about bullying. We don't want anyone to be bullied. And there are a lot of different programs and different ways of prevent bullying at school. And we talk about zero tolerance, because we think that bullying might affect for the rest of the life if it cannot be stopped. And that's why we believe that getting people involved and getting people part of a bigger chain is important. And yes, self-determination theory says that when people feel to be related to something else in their life, it can be a network of their hobby or network of their neighbors, or it can be network of their school mates. They belong to something. Belonging is important. And how can we support belonging? We can support it by using all these relationship skills. We can also promote belonging by asking a child his or her opinion, and when we make decisions in the family. We can also promote belonging by just expressing that we are part of something, we are part, and together we are strong. Sometimes kids feel to be like objects, not so much like important like a chain, important piece of the chain. And that's why I think that with the little children, it should always be said that, you know, you are important part of our family, and your thoughts and ideas are important too. And we can also tell kids that, you know, you have to participate in house cleaning too, because we all are taking care of it. So, you know, because you're part of the family, you will take part that too. And kids are really happy when they can help their parents with their daily things, whatever they do, and they can do it together. So I hope that parents wouldn't like say that it goes much quicker if I do this, and I the kids, I ask them to watch TV or play a game while I'm doing this and that. Previous years, I mean, 50 years ago, at least in Finland, you know, kids, they participated quite a lot these daily things that the parents were doing. So, but nowadays I feel that kids don't really take part in these things. But it would be important, because then the child understands that, you know, I am important, that my work here in this family, when I clean my own room or when I make my own bed, is part of the whole thing. I'm also like serving our important community, which is my family. So when we look at these three different aspects, or yeah, aspects of self-determination theory, we can see that they are very much connected with social and emotional learning, because by using social interaction skills that are the tools out of social and emotional learning, we can actually promote everyone's well-being. And they are not psychologically so difficult things to do, but they need some kind of training, and they probably need a little thinking, but there's like a lot of wisdom when we can ask our children to be part of what we do. And we use interaction skills on our children to promote their autonomy, so that they can in future make more decisions on themselves, they trust themselves, and also that they know that even they are small, they are good at something, and they improve all the time their competencies and skills. That makes people happy. And it actually has a great effect on anyone's life.